Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now, Be'ezes Hashem, up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Hei. Our Gemara begins with the Mishnah before in the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Daud on the base. The Mishnah says the following halacha: Ha'achin sha'asu miktsasan shoshpinos b'chaye ho'av, chazor shoshpinos chazor le'emtza, she'a shoshpinos nigves be'beistin. Now, to explain the difference between the Reisha of our Mishnah and the Reisha of our Mishnah, there is a halacha of Hashoshpinos Nigves Bebeistin. And the Seifa, then the Seifa of our Mishnah, there is a halacha that Hashoel Chaver Kadiyayim Mekadei Shemen. It is not Nigves Bebeistin. Mepnei Shein Gemiras Chasadim, we find the tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rambam. The Rashbam explains that the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is because in the Seifa we are referring to a case of Hashayleach Chaveroi, Ve'enoi Hoylech Le'achosham V'smeach Imei B'chupasai. And since he was just Shayleach Chaveroi, but he did not actually go himself to eat there, V'smeach Imei B'chupasai, for that reason, Ein Zed Din Shoshpinos Al Matana Ba'oma. In order to be considered Shoshpinos, one needs that he is Hoylech Le'achosham V'smeach Imei B'chupasai. In the Rambam, on the other end, we find that the Rambam argues on the Rashbam, and the Rambam explains that the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of our Mishnah is because in the Reisha of our Mishnah, he sent money. On the other end, in the Seifa of our Mishnah, he sent food. And only by money do we say that if someone gave money b'shoshpinos, there's a chiyuv of chazara shoshpina. And then we will say, hashoshpinos nigves bebeistin. On the other end, in the Seifa of our Mishnah, that the case is hasher chaver kadayayin v'kadei shemen. In such a case, since he is not being Shoyach Mois, but rather he is being Shoyach Peres, for that reason the halacha is that such a Shoshpinos is not Nigves Bebeistin, but rather we will say Mipnei Shehein Gemilos Chasadim. Now, everyone has to understand, according to the Rashbam, what is the difference between if he is Oichal V'Sameach Imai and if he is just Shaleach V'Chaveroi. Why do we say that in order to have the halacha of Shoshpinos Nigves Bebeistin, one needs that he is Oichal V'Sameach Imai? And so to one has to understand, according to the Rambam, what is Pshat, that in order to have the Chiyuv of Shoshpinos, one needs to send money and not just to send Kadayayin V'Kadei Shemen. So to explain Pshat in the Rashbam, we find that the Makne in Kontrasachron and Saman Samech explains Pshat in the Rashbam as follows. In Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra and Saman Samech, we find that the Mechaber says the following: for that reason, now to explain Pshat, in this we find that the Makne in Kontrasachron explains as follows. The Makne explains that the reason why there was such a minig of returning one Shoshpinos, that based on that minig we say that Shoshpinos is Nigves Bebeistin, is as we find in the Gemara in Ksuvas Nafi Beis Haman Aleph, that the Gemara in Ksuvas Nafi Beis Haman Aleph says, B'Rishayin Ohim Al-Midim Lohem Shnei Shoshpinim Echad Loi Ve'echad Lo K'dei Omash Mish Es Achosan Ve'esakala. The Makne explains that from the Gemara in Ksuvas it is Mashma De'ikra Shoshpinos Hoya B'Shoze K'dei Afrushay Me'isura Shem Lohi Motzi Lo V'Sulim Te'asar Olav. And since the Minig of Shoshpinos and the Minig of Chaza Shoshpinos was an order that if he does not find Vesulim Teaser Olav, for that reason the Makna goes on to explain that Bizmanazeh we nogu atfaya the tfiyah of Shoshpinos, since Bizmanazeh the Kiddushin and the Chuppah are ke'echad, for that reason one no longer has Afrushay Meisura, and since one no longer has Afrushay Meisura, since even if he'll not be Matzah Vesulim she'll still be Mutares, for that reason we nogu atfaya the tfiyah of Shoshpinos. One no longer has the minig of Chazar Shoshpinos. That is how the Makne explains Pshat in this, that the Mechaber says that Bizmanazeli Nogu Atfaya Tfiyazu. The Makne goes on to explain that based on this, that the Iker minig of Chazar Shoshpinos was Kedil Afrushim Yisura. For that reason, the minig of Chazar Shoshpinos is dependent upon this, that he was Eichel Etzlai. If he was just shaleach chaveray, then one does not have the lafushim the yisurah of shoshpinos. And as long as one does not have the lafushim the yisurah of shoshpinos, one does not have the minig of chazor shoshpinos. That is the first mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Rashbam. Bezos Hashem b'mashach hashir, we will see another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Rashbam. Now let us go to the sheet of the Rambam. As we mentioned before, the Rambam explains that the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa of our Mishnah is because the chiyuv of chazor shoshpinos is dependent upon this that he sent money and he did not send kadei yain v'kadei shemen. Now, okay, one has to understand what is the difference if he sent money or he sends kadei yain v'kadei shemen. That by kadei yain v'kadei shemen we say that it is only a gemilas chasadim, and for that reason there is no chiyuv of chazor shoshpinos. So to explain Mishat and the Rambam, okay, one can explain based on this what he mentions in our Shir and Dav Kof Mem Dalet, that there is a tzad to explain the chiyuv of chazor shoshpinos, and this that shoshpinos is nigves based in is because shoshpinos is considered a halva, as is mashma in the Gemara Nama Beis, that the Gemara explains nigves based in my taima kemilva damya. And since this that shoshpinos is nigves based in is because shoshpinos is kemilva damya, for that reason the Rambam understands that only if he sent money will we consider the shoshpinos as a milva. If he sent Paris, we do not consider the sending of Paris as a milva, but rather we say that it is only a gemilas chasad and ba'oma. Since a regular halva takes place with moyes, for that reason only if the shoshpinas was shoshpinas of moyes, do we say that there is a lach of chazor shoshpinas, and we will say shoshpinas nigves bebeisin. That is a chira, how one can explain the pshat in the shita of the Rambam. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha. In the case of the person who sent the shoshpinos was mace, Ochir the shenapi alach of chazor shoshpinos, and the person that received the shoshpinos shenapi chayiv to machshe the shoshpinos, since he can say tnui shoshpini ve'es machimai. And the Gemara brings the following raya: Miloitanya mokem shenogu lahachzer kedusha machzirin, mokem shenogu shaloi lahachzer imachzirin. V'omer Rav Yosef bar Abba, omer Marok, v'omer Shmuel Rishonu, ela shemesa hi. Avomeisu ein machzirin. My taima, yechayli shetimer tnui baili ve'es machimai. Hacha nami neima tnui shoshpini ve'es machimai. And our Gemara goes on to say, leima tnui baili ve'es machimai tnoihi. And our Gemara is deicha the raya by saying, loi de koyalmi yechayla shetimer tnui baili ve'es machimai. Udemishu koyalmi pligi that there is no halacha of chazor kiddushin. Ki pligi shemesa hi. Vahacha b'kiddushin tivuin nitnu komifugi. Rav Nosson savar kiddushin lav l'tivuin nitnu. Rav Yehuda nasi savar kiddushin tivuin nitnu. So before we explain this, that by meisu koyalme machzirin, since she can say tnui baili ve'es machimai, and before we explain pshat and the raya of our Gemara, I would first like to explain the ikar halacha of kiddushin lav l'tivuin nitnu. And this that we say that b'mokrim shenogu lahachzer kiddushin machzirin. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam explains this that we will say kiddushin lav l'tivuin nitnu. And this that we will say chazer kiddushin is because the kiddushin was nitin al das nisuin. And we are talking about a case that the isha was mesa ba'idah rusa. And in such a case we will say chazer kiddushin, since the entire kiddushin was only nitin al das nisuin. And for that reason the Rashbam goes on to explain this, our Gemara says, that yichili yishatimer tnui baili ves machimi, our Gemara means to say, ani mezumenes lahashvim tnai kiddushi dahainu nisuin, ve'ein ha'ikov toli bi. In Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra and Siman Nun Saf Aleph we find that the Rama brings down the shita of the Ma'aril and Siman Samach Aleph, that the Ma'aril understands that the halacha of chazor kiddushin applies even to after nisuin, and even after nisuin we will say kiddushin lav l'tivuin nitnu. Well, according to the Ma'aril, this that we will say chazor kiddushin, and we will say chazor kiddushin even after nisuin, is because the kiddushin was only nitin for as long as they're married. When they are no longer married, automatically the kiddushin will be chazra. And according to the Ma'aril, there is no tnai, but rather the entire kiddushin is only nitin for as long as they're married. But if someone has to understand, how are we to explain this? Our Gemara says that by meis hu, and the isha is still alive, she can say tnui baili ves machimai, the kiddushin is only nitin as long as they're married. And once they're no longer married, that lacha should be that the kiddushin is chayzer. And the fact that the isha is alive should not be a reason that the kiddushin should not be chayzer. So to explain pshat in our Gemara, one has to explain pshat in our Gemara as follows. That even according to the Ma'aril, there is a tanai. But just according to the Ma'aril, the tanai is not a tanai of nisuin, but rather the tanai is a tanai. That as long as the siba of this, that they are no longer married, is because of the isha, then we will say chazer kiddushin. And therefore in a case that the isha is a siba of this, that they are no longer married, we will say chazer kiddushin. Since adaita dahachi, he gave the kiddushin, adaita dahachi, that the siba of their not being married is not because of her. And therefore, as long as the Baal is mace and the Isha is still alive, the Isha can say, Tnui baili ve'esmachimai, I am not the Siba of this, that there is no longer a Kiddushin. As far as the Isha is concerned, there could still have been a marriage. And for that reason, we will not say, Chazer Kiddushin, in a case that the Baal was mace and the Isha is still alive. According to Mariel, this that our Gemara is a tzad, that even where the Isha is alive and the Baal was mace, but still we will say Chazer Kiddushin. And Luchay, we will say Chazer Kiddushin, even after Nisuin, according to the Shita of the Ma'aril, is Luchay because according to the other side of our Gemara, the Lach of Chazer Kiddushin is not because the Kiddushin was Al Tanai, but rather the Lach of Chazer Kiddushin is because we say that the entire Hakna is only as long as they are married, and therefore when they are no longer married, even if the Isha is still alive, still the Lach will be Chazer Kiddushin. In other words, according to Ma'aril, the two Tzadim of our Gemara, we will say that the Isha can say, Tnui Bailu Ves Machimai, is dependent upon how to understand the Lach of Chazer Kiddushin. Do we understand that the Lach of Chazer Kiddushin is because one has a Kiddushin Al Tanai, or do we understand that the Lach of Chazer Kiddushin is because the entire Akna was only as long as they are married? In the Rashbam, on the other end of Chira, according to both Tzadim of our Gemara, Halacha of Chazer Kiddushin is because there is a Tanai of Nisuin. The entire Shail of our Gemara is, can the Isha say Tnui Bailiv Asmachimai if the Baal was mace before Nisuin took place? Now as far as this Tanai is concerned, that based on this Tanai we say Chazer Kiddushin, well Chir, the Tanai is a regular Tanai. And if the Tanai was not Neskayim, there is no Kiddushin whatsoever. But if someone has to understand what is pshat in this, how we find in our Gemara that Amemar says that kiddushi lehadri gezeirah shamiyemu kiddushin toiv simba chaisa. From our Amemar, one sees that Amemar understands that meikar adin the halacha should be that kiddushin are lav lativu nitnu. This, how we say kiddushin lehadri, is only because we say shamiyemu kiddushin toiv simba chaisa. Now, everyone has to understand if this kiddushin are chaiser is because there is a regular Tanai, then our tzad that the Tanai was not Niskayim, one does not have a Kiddushin. And therefore, what is the chash of this, that Shemiyemu Kiddushin, Taifsim Ba'chaisa? Kiddushin or Taifis Ba'chaisa, since the entire Kiddushin was only Al Tanai. So to answer this kash, we find two Mahalchim in the Rishainim. In the Ritva, we find that the Ritva explains that even our tzad that Kiddushin are Lavo Tivu Nitnu, and even if we are to say Chazre Kiddushin, but that does not apply to whatever he gave for her Kiddushin, but rather it only applies to Mepruta Lamaila. But one Pruta remains by the Isha, and the Isha is Mekudeshes with that Pruta. In other words, the entire Tanai is only as far as Mepruta Lamaila, but not as far as one Pruta which is needed for her Kiddushin. And since the Isha is Mekudeshes with a Pruta for that reason, there is a Chash HaMeyemro Kiddushin Taifsin Ba'chaisa. If we return everything else, people will say that there was no Kiddushin, and therefore Kiddushin Teifs and Ba'chaisa, even though she really is Mekudeshes with that one Pruta. That is how the Ritva explains Pshat and Argamora. The Rashba on the other end explains Pshat and Argamora with a different Malach. And the Rashba explains that even if we are to say Kiddushin Lavo Tivu Ninnu, and Kiddushin is Chazer, but that does not mean that there was a Tanai, and the Tanai went so far as to say that if the Tanai will not be Niskayim, then the money was not given for Kiddushin, but rather the Tanai was a Tanai, that if the Tanai will not be Niskayim, then there is a Chiyuv L'Hachzer, and then one will have a Matana Al Menas L'Hachzer. And since even if if the Tanai will not be Niskayim, but still one will have a Matana Almanas Vahachzer, for that reason one will have a Kiddushin. And for that reason, Amimar says that Kiddushin is not Chayzer, Shemiyemu Kiddushin, Taifsin Bachaysa. People will assume that there was a Tanai in the Kiddushin itself. That if the Tanai was not Niskayim, then the Kiddushin should not be a Kiddushin. And therefore people will say Kiddushin, Taifsin Bachaysa. But really there was no such Tanai, but rather the Tanai was just this. That if the Tanai will not be Niskayim, then he gave him Atona al Menas Lahachzer. That is how the Rashba explains Pshat in our Gemara. In the Chazanish Neven Ezra and Simon Samach Beis, we find that the Chazanish explains Alach of Chazer Kiddushin with a third Malach. And the Chazanish explains this, that we will say Chazer Kiddushin, is because he was Mechayev Echiyov of Chazaras HaMomen. With his Nesinus Mamar Adas Kiddushin, he was Mechayev Echiyov of Chazara. And B'makom Shenogu Lahachzer, then there is a Chiyov of Chazara. But the Aknas HaMomen is Akna Gemura. Just he happened to Mechayev the Isha to Machzer the Momen. That is how the Chazanish explains Pshat in our Gemara. So again, we have three Mahachan as far as how to explain the Halach of Chazer Kiddushin. Do we understand that the Halach of Chazer Kiddushin is because there was a Tanai in the Ikra Akna, that the entire Akna was only al Tanai? And if the Tanai was not in this kind, then there is no Akna whatsoever, which is a Shita of the Ritva. On the other hand, the Rashba explains that the Tanai was just this, that if the Tanai was not Niskayim, then the Matana should be a Matana al Manas Achzer. But even if the Tanai was not Niskayim, one has Akna. Just Akna is al Manas Achzer. The Chaznish explains that the Halacha of Chazer Kiddushin is because he was Mechayev Echiyuv of Chazara. But the Akna remains Akna Gemura. Now getting back to the Raya of our Gemara, again our Gemara says that by Shoshpinos, in a case that the person who sent the Shoshpinos was Mace, then the person who received the Shoshpinos is not Mechuyev to return the Shoshpinos, since he can say, Tenu li Shoshpini ve'es machimai. And the Gemara brings a raya from this that the Isha can say, Tenu li bayli ve'es machimai. But here one has to understand Pshat in the raya of our Gemara. What is our Gemara coming to prove from this that the Isha can say Tnui Bailu Vesmachimai, for that reason there is no Chazer Kiddushin, to the Halacha of Shoshpinos, that the person who received the Shoshpinos can say Tnui Shoshpini Vesmachimai? So here to explain Pshat in the Raya of our Gemara, one has to say as follows, that our Gemara is coming to prove that the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Vesmachimai. And since the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Vesmachimai by Shoshpinos, he can say Tnui Shoshpini Ve'esmachimai. My entire chiyuv is just this, that I'm a chiyuv l'smayachimai, and therefore Tnui Shoshpini Ve'esmachimai. As long as my shoshpin was mace, there is no chiyuv, since I cannot possibly be mekayim my chiyuv l'smayachimai. And our Gemara proves that the chiyuv of Shoshpinos is a chiyuv l'smayachimai from this, that we find that the Isha can say Tnui Baili Ve'esmachimai. From our Gemara, one sees that the Halacha of Chazer Kiddushin is because the Kiddushin was Mechayev L'smayachimai. And since the Kiddushin was Mechayev L'smayachimai, for that reason the Isha can say Tnui Baili V'esmachimai. And so to our Gemara proves that the Mechayev of Shoshpinos is a Mechayev L'smayachimai, and since one has a Mechayev L'smayachimai, the Shoshpin can say Tnui Shoshpini V'esmachimai. Based on this, Ochir, one clearly sees from our Gemara, this that there is a Halacha of Chazer Kiddushin, is not because we say that the entire Akna is only Akna al Tanai. And if the Tanai will not be Niskayim, then there is no Akna, but rather the Tanai is a Tanai of Eschaivos. And the Eschaivos is a Eschaivos of Lismayachimai. And as far as such a Eschaivos, the Isha can say, Tnui Baili Vesmachimai. Based on this, we explained that the Chiyuv of Shoshpinos is a Chiyuv Esmayachimai. For that reason, one can go back to the Rashbam that we mentioned at the beginning of our Shir. The Rashbam explains that the Chiyuv of Chazer Shoshpinos, and this that Shoshpinos is Nigvis the Beistin, is only if he was Eichov Esmayachimai, but not in a case of Shaleach HaChaveroi. Well, here one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam as follows, since the Chiyuv of Shoshpinos is a Chiyuv Esmayachimai, for that reason, the Chiyuv of Shoshpinos is dependent upon this, that he was Ochal V'Samachimai. only in a case here is the Achav Samach Imai is there a Chiyuv of Chazer Shoshbinos. That is Zuchair Pshat in our Gemara, and that is Zuchair one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam. According to this Mahalach, this that we find in our Gemara is a Tzad, that the Isha cannot say Tnuli Baili Vesmach Imai can be explained that our Gemara has to tell as far as how to explain the Halacha of Chazer Kedushin. Do we understand that the Halacha of Chazer Kedushin is because we say that the entire Akna was Akna al Tanai, that there should be an Isuin, or do we understand that there only is a Eschaiva Sosmoyach Imai? If we are to understand that there is a Tanai in the Etzam Akna, that the entire Akna is only Akna al Tanai, then the Isha will not be able to say Tnui Baili Vesmach Imai. The fact that the Isha is alive and the Isha is ready to have an Yisuin will not be enough of a reason for us to say that one has a Kiyam Atnai. In order to have a Kiyam Atnai, one needs a Kiyam Atnai Befoyo. And therefore the Isha will not be able to say Tnui Baili Vesmach Imai. This that the Isha can say Tnui Baili Vesmach Imai is only if we understand that the Tanai is a Tanai of Eschaivos. And if the Tanai is a Tanai of Eschaivos, only then can we say that the Isha is a Taina of Tnui Baili Ve'esmach Imai. That is Zuchira, how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Mahalach of the Rashbam. Now getting back to our Gemara again, our Gemara says, Mokram Shenogu Ahach Simachsirin. In the Rashba we find that the Rashba brings down the following Machlikas Arishainim. The Rashba brings down Meshim Yesh Mepharshim, that Mokram Shenogu means Stomach, Koyme Dachol, Stam, Koyme Stinu, Koyme Shenogu. As Yesh Mepharshim proved, the Ibe the Ika Minik Pshita the Machsirin, the Basim and Hogaz, Linan Vafil Mesu, Uvahal Leikam and the Polig. The Rashba explains according to Yesh Mepharshim this that the Baisa says, Mokim Shenoagu Shaloi Lahachsir im Machsirin, is because there was a specific Minig not to be Machsir. And for that reason, we will say Mokim Shenoagu Shaloi Lahachsir im Machsirin. From the Yesh Mepharshim, one sees that the Yesh Mepharshim understand that b'mokim minig, even though the din is lahachshir, but still b'mokim minig, we will say that mokim shenogu shel lahachshir im achzirin. And for that reason, the Yishan Farshim prove this, that we say mokim shenogu lahachshir im achzirin cannot be referring to a case that there was a minig lahachshir. Since had there been a minig lahachshir, then the halacha would be that few meisu, there will be a chiyav lahachshir, and the Yishan would not be able to say tnui baili ve'esmachimai. Which is based on this, that we say minig mevatal halacha. In the Rashba, we find that the Rashba explains Pshat and our Gemara with a different Malach. And the Rashba explains this, that the Bar says, Mokam Shenogu Lahachsir Machsirin is Niyagu Mamish Ka'amar. And even though it was Niyagu Mamish, but still we will say that if the Baal was made, the Isha can say, Tnuli Baili Ve'esmachimai. As the Rashba explains that the Minig that we are referring to is not a Minig Sheskimu of Shiva Tuvilir Ela Sheniyagu Kain. And therefore we will not say as far as such a minig mevatel halacha. And even though such a minig has the ability to chayiv, but still as far as such a minig we will not say minig mevatel halacha. In order for us to say minig mevatel halacha, one needs a minig sheskimu of shiva tu ve'ayir. And the Rashba goes on to say that according to this pshat, this that there is a mokum shenogu shalachshir does not mean that there was a specific minig shalachshir, but rather Bistam the halacha will be ein machzirin. So again, we have a tremendous machlikas harishanim as far as this that we will say b'mokem shenogu lahachzir machzirin is this that there is a halacha of chazir kedushin me ikradin, or is this that there is a halacha of chazir kedushin only based on a minig? Based on these two malachim, one can explain pshat in this that we find that our Gemara says, V'hocha v'kidushin t'ivuan nitnu k'mifogi, v'nosan tzavei k'dushin u'av t'ivuan nitnu, v'b'yuda nosi tzavei k'dushin t'ivuan nitnu. On this, our Gemara asks, V'mokim shenogu l'hachshir machzirin k'tani. And our Gemara answers by saying, Hachi kamaris havunes v'ade mokim shenogu l'hachshir machzirin. And our Gemara goes on to say, V'hani tanoi k'hani tanoi. V'meir saver kiddushin tivuah nitnu, v'bi Yehuda saver lav tivuah nitnu, v'bi Yisi misafkele, ilu tivuah nitnu, iloi. From our Gemara one sees that there is a machlokes, may ikar hadin if we will say kiddushin tivuah nitnu or not. According to the first pshat of the Yesh Mepharshim, there is no specific minig of makom shenogu lahachzir, and therefore the entire mechayev of chazara is only may ikar hadin
according to the second pshat of the Rashba, even b'makom that there is a minig, but still, as far as such a minig, we will not say minig mevato halacha. And since we will not say minig mevato halacha, for that reason there is a machlekes, what is the halacha mi'ikra din? Is there halacha tivu nitnu? Or is the halacha lava tivu nitnu? And if we will say tivu nitnu, then even b'makom shenogu lahachzer, the halacha will be ein machzirin. And if we will say lava tivu nitnu, then even b'makom shenogu shaloi lahachzer, the halacha will be machzirin. But now l'chayr, one has to understand what is pshat in this, that mi'ikra hadin we will say that kiddushin lava tivu nitnu. And so too, one has to understand what is pshat in this, that mi'ikra hadin we will say that kiddushin tivu nitnu, and therefore even b'makom shenogu lahachzer, the halacha will be ein machzirin. So to explain pshat, in the tzad of kiddushin tivu nitnu, we find two mahalchim in the mefarshim. The Shita explains pshat in the tzad of kiddushin tivu nitnu that we say that he is goymer b'liboy lases haldas shelo yachzer, and therefore the Shita goes on to say hilkach kishenogu lahachzer matana hu dekoyah v'bahi shaita v'chile isha zusha temer in chavti litnoi matana. That is one mahalach with which one can explain kiddushin tivu nitnu. Another mahalach with which one can explain kiddushin tivu nitnu is as we find in the Beis Meir, in Ebenezer Simenod B'Shem, the Maram Lublin, that the Beis Meir explains kiddushin tivu nitnu based on this that we find in our Gemara. Then a Meimar says, because otherwise Shema Yemru kiddushin tevsen b'achisa, and for that reason we say kiddushin tivu nitnu. That is as far as the Mandomar who hold kiddushin tivu nitnu. But now one has to understand what is pshat in this, that there is a mandomer who holds a mi'ikra din kiddushin lava tivu nitnu. So to explain pshat in that mandomer, one can say as follows, that according to the mandomer kiddushin lava tivu nitnu, in every kesef kiddushin there is a shibud, and in every kesef kiddushin there is a chiyuv avu sameach imoy. And for that reason mi'ikra hadin, we will say kiddushin lavo tivu nitnu, and there's a chiyuv of chazaras kiddushin. Based on this will come out that there are two different malchim as far as being mechayev the isha lahachzer es hakiddushin. Either one can mechayev the isha lahachzer es hakiddushin mi'ikra din, based on this that the kesef kiddushin is meshabe the isha sameachim habal, and then there is another mechayev to machzer the kiddushin, based on this that there is a tanai. And when he gave the kesef kiddushin, he gave the kesef kiddushin al tanai. Based on this, one can say this that we mentioned before, b'shem the Maril, that the Maril understands that the halacha of kiddushin chayzer applies even to after nisuin, is only as far as the halacha of me'ikra hadin that we say kiddushin lavo tivu ninu. As far as the halacha of the me'ikra hadin, we say kiddushin lavo tivu ninu, that halacha applies even to after nisuin. On the other hand, as far as the tanai, and as far as this, that there is a makom shenogu lahachzer, for that reason we say that there is a tanai in the moyes that was nitnu kiddushin, the tanai only applies till the time of nisuin, and the tanai does not apply till after the time of nisuin. The tanai was only sheti nase. And as far as the tanai, we will say that by meis who the isha can say, but as far as the chiyuv mi'ikra hadin, we will not be able to say tnu'i b'ayli v'es machimai, since the chiyuv mi'ikra hadin has nothing to do with tnu'an, but rather the chiyuv mi'ikra hadin is a chiyuv based on this, that kesef kiddushin is meshabed. And therefore the fact that she can say tnu'i b'ayli v'es machimai will not take care of the shibud of kesef kiddushin. And therefore halacha that we pass in the kiddushin are chayzer mi'ikra hadin. And we say kiddushin lavo tivu nitnu. We pass like a meimer. Based on this, shol yemru kiddushin tevsem al chayzer kiddushin uloi hadri. In a case, one does not have the halacha of a meimer, and the chshash hashem yemru kiddushin tevsem al chayzer, which as Maril explains, for example, in a case of la'achar nisuin, the one does not have the chshash hashem yemru kiddushin tevsem al chayzer, since ain't tnai v'nisuin, therefore people will not say kiddushin teifsim b'achesa. For that reason, la'achar nisuin, whether he was meis or if she was meis, the halacha will be that kiddushin will be chayzer mi'ikar hadin. And therefore the Maril agrees to this that the Rashbam explains, this that the Isha can say, by mace who? Tnui baili vasmachimai, koimar nimizum menes ho hashem tnai kidushi da hainu nisuin, since as far as a tnai is concerned, the tnai is a tnai of nisuin. That is the chira, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the shita of the Mario. Now getting back to this that we mentioned before of Hashem the Rashba, that the Rashba brings down in his second pshat, that there are two different types of minhagim. There is a minig al pi zayin tuvi al ir, that such a minig has the ability to be oikir halacha. On the other hand, as far as a minig, that there are noig shoy al pi zayin tuvi al ir, such a minig does not have the ability to be oikir halacha, and that is the minig that our Gemara is referring to. Now, to explain the difference between a minig al pi zayin tuvi al ir and a minig shoy al pi zayin tuvi al ir l'chira, the pshat and the chiluk is as follows. If one has a minig al pi zayin tuvi al ir, the minig itself is kaveya the din. Since b'davar sh'ramaman there is halacha of tnoi kayim, for that reason, the minig itself is kaveya the din. The minig itself has the ability to be oikir halacha. And for that reason, as far as such a minig is concerned, if one would have a minig al pi zayin tuvi al ir, either to yimachzer the kedushin or not to yimachzer the kedushin, such a minig will be oikir the din of kedushin l'tivua nitnu or kedushin lav l'tivua nitnu. But that is only as far as a minig that was honig al pi zayin tuvi al ir. But as far as a minig that is not a minig al pi zayin tuvi al ir, then the way such a minig works is only based on this that we will say, that the das of people is based on whatever they are noyig. But such a minig is not kaveya dinim, and therefore such a minig does not have the ability to be oikir halacha. That is a chiri pshat in the chiluk of the Rashba. In Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Sif Aleph we find that the Mechaber says the following halacha, that im hoyu kidushei safek, then chizrim hamoyis. This by Kedushei Safek, Halacha is Chizim Hamoyes, is as the Mepharshim explain, is because by Kedushei Safek we are now Cheshesh, Shemayimru Kedushin Tevsim Achesa. But now one has to understand, as Achrinim ask, L'chaira by Kedushei Safek we should say Hamitzi Mechaveirai Olvaraya. And therefore, based on Hamitzi Mechaveirai Olvaraya, for that reason, the Moyes HaKedushin should not be Chizir. So to explain pshat and halacha of the Mechaber L'chaira, one can say as follows. This, if by Kedushei Safek, the Moyes of Kedushin or Chizim is not Misafek, but rather this, that the Moyes of Kedushin or Chizim is Mitam Vaday. Since we will say Kedushin lav l'tivu nitnu. And since Kedushin lav l'tivu nitnu, there is a shibud of the Moyes HaKedushin Sheisameachima. By Kedushei Safek, one does not have the ability to be Mesameachima. And since one does not have the ability to be Mesameachima, for that reason, Mitam Vaday, the Moyes of Kedushin are Chayzrim. That is a Chayra, how one can explain Pshat in the Mechaber. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the Sheet of Rabbi Yisi. The Rabbi Yisi Mesafkoi, Ilo Tivon Nitnu Iloi, Behokach Kitcha Be'esrim Neisna Shoishim Chatzoin, Kitcha Be'shoishim Neisna Esrim Chatzoin. In Tais we find that Tais asks the following kasha from Taimar v'loma cholkin, Havali l'meimar hamitzi mechaveirei ov haraye kedin kol momen hamutol besavek rabbonin desomuchos. So to answer the kasha of Tais, one can say as follows, that even though by a safek momen, the rule is we will say hamitzi mechaveirei ov haraye, and as Achrinim prove from the Gemara of Matzia and Afav, based on hamitzi mechaveirei ov haraye, we see as if the momen is Vaday the moment of whoever is toughest in the moment. But as far as the Sveika, the Dina, the Safek remains a Safek. And even though we will say Hamaiti Mechaveri of Haraya, but still the moment is not considered his moment mitam Vaday, but rather the moment is only considered his moment mitam Safek. And since the Safek moment remains, for that reason we have two Mukhsakim. We have the Mukhsak of the Baal as far as how much he is Mukhiv to pay for the Ksuva of his wife. And then we have the Mukhsakas of the Isha, as far as her Chiyav of Chazaras Kedushin. And therefore the Halacha is Cholkin. But again, this that there is Halacha of Cholkin is only based on this that we will say, that the Shaila of Rabbi Yisi and the Safek of Rabbi Yisi, if Kedushin Tivu Nitnu or not, is not a Safek as far as Das, but rather it is a Sveika de Dina. Since the Machlokes of Kedushin Tivu Nitnu, or Kedushin Lava Tivu Nitnu is a Machlokes Bidin. And not a machlokes as far as das is concerned.
Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halachis. Tanu Rabbanu Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Shoshbinas Nigves V'Beisin V'Chizeres B'Nasa V'Ein Bo Mishum Ribes V'Ein Hashvies Misham Tasa V'Ein HaBachor Neito Ba Pishnayim. Now to explain the halacha of Ein HaBachor Neito Ba Pishnayim, we find a tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam explains this, that Ein HaBachor Neito Ba Pishnayim is based on this way Paskin before in the Avkofcha Femer base, the Bechor is not Neito Pishnayim B'Milva. Since the Milva is considered Roy, and this the Bechor is not Neito Pishnayim B'Milva, is Bein Shegavu Karka, Bein Shegavu Mois. Tesis on the other hand argues, and Tesis explains that Fio Mandamar will be Perakish Nechun, the Milva Yavi Roy, Shoshbinos Mia Havi Roy, Kishema Le Yifra Le Loilam. In other words, Tesis understands that since the Piroin of Shoshbinos and the Chiyuv Chazara of Shoshbinos is dependent upon this, that the person that sent the Shoshbinos got married. And for that reason we say that Shoshbinos is Chazeres Beinasa, which Rashbam explains to mean, Kesheyisa Zeisha Yachzu Le Shoshbinisa Le Kedem. For that reason, Shema Le Yirfoi Le Ilam, since maybe he will never get married. And therefore, Kuyalmud is considered Roy. Now to explain Pshat and Machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos, okay, one can explain that the Machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos is a Machlokes as far as how to understand Pshat in the Mandomar who holds a Bechor's Neito Pishnayim B'Milva and Milva is not considered Roy. How are we to understand Pshat in this that Mandomar holds that a Milva is not considered Roy? The Rashbam understands this that according to the Mandomar, a Milva is not considered Roy is because the Chi of Mammon is already here. And even as far as the Milva Shadayin Oigia, this man Piroin, but still the Chi of Mammon is here. Just he cannot yet be Teveh the Mammon, since his man Piroin did not yet come. And for that reason the Rashbam understands that Shoshbinos, even though by Shoshbinos there is Alachav Einon Nigve Salab Ismano, but still the Chi of Mammon is here, just as man Piroin happens to be at the time Sheyisa Zeisha. And since the Chi of Mammon is here, even though there is a suffix, if this man Piroin will ever come, but still it is not considered Roy based on the fact that one has a Chi of Mammon. Tosfos who argues in the Rashbam can be explained because Tosfos understands this, that there is a Mandomer who holds that a Milva is not considered Roy, is not based on the fact that there is a Chi of Mammon at the time of the Misa of the Av, but rather this that a Milva is not considered Roy is based on the Asidos that one has to be Goyve the Mammon that is owed. And it is only based on this that there is a potential to be Goyve the Mammon that we say that the Milva is not considered Roy. And since this that a Milva is not considered Roy is only based on this that there is a potential to be Goyve the Mammon. For that reason, Tosfos explains that Shoshbinos, since Shemu Yirfoi Wa Ilam, for that reason, Shoshbinos is considered Roy Aliba de Koy Alma. That's why Shoshbinos was a suffix. If it will ever come this man Apiroin, for that reason we cannot say that Shoshbinos should be considered like any other Milva which is not considered Roy. Since there is a potential to be Goyve the Choyv, since the entire potential to be Goyve the Choyv is Tolina Suffix. That is one Mahalech with which one can explain Pshat and the Machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos is this that the Rashbam and Tosfos are arguing as far as the halacha of Chazeres Beinasa. How we can understand the halacha of Chazeres Beinasa and the Chazara of Shoshbinos is dependent upon his Nisuin. Do we understand this that we say Chazeres Beinasa is only like a regular Zman Piroin, that the Tfias HaChayv is dependent upon this man Piroin, but the Chiyuv Mammon was Kaim even before this man Piroin? Or do we understand Chazeres Beinasa that the Chiyuv is completely dependent upon this Sheyisa Isha, and before Sheyisa Isha there is no Chiyuv? The Rashbam understands this that there is a lach of Chazeres Beinasa is only his man Piroin, and the Chiyuv was here even Kaidim Shegiyaz man Piroin. And since the Chiyuv is here, even Kodim Shegiyaz Man Piroin, for that reason, just like by regular Milva is not considered Roy, so too Shoshbinos will not be considered Roy according to the Mandomar. Tosfos who argues is because Tosfos understands that the Chiyuv is completely dependent upon Sheyisa Isha,
and before Shisayisha there is no chiyuv whatsoever. And since there is no chiyuv whatsoever for that reason, Shoshbinus is different than regular milveh. And even according to Mandamar, who understands that regular milveh is not considered roi, but still Shoshbinus will be considered roi. Based on this explanation in the machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos, one can explain that so too, this is pshat in another machlokes that we find between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam explains this, that ein hashvias misham tasa is only according to Mandamar, who holds that amal ves chaveru les harshanim ein shvias misham tasa. As Rashbam says, avzeli gizmanei ad la'achar shvias, hilkach v'shvias akati l'mata zimnei. And since it did not yet come this man appearing for that reason, Shvias is not Meshamet according to Mandamar, who holds that Amal Ves Chaveru Asar Shonim Ein Shvias Mesham Tosai. That's how the Rashbam explains Pshat and Alocha Ein HaShvias Mesham Tosai. Tosfos on the other hand argues, and Tosfos explains this, that Ein Shvias Mesham Tosai is not dependent upon the Machlokes that we find in the Gemara and Makis, if Amal Ves Chaveru Asar Shonim Shvias is Meshamet or not. But rather, even if we are to say that Amal Ves Chaveru Asar Shonim Shvias is Meshamet, but still Shvias will not be Meshamet Shoshbinus. As Tosfos explains, V'hocha hochi perusha in Shvias Mesham Tosai doi kurinam be lo yigais, v'shemo lo ilam lo yavai lidei lo yigais. V'chira, this machlek is between the Rashbam and Tosfos, is because Rashbam and Tosfos are going l'shitasayu. The Rashbam understands that Alocha v'chizeres peinasa is just as man piroin. For that reason, Rashbam explains this, in Yeshvias Misham Tosa is only if you are to say like the Mandamar, who says that Amal Ves Chaveru Asar Shonim Ein Shvias Misham Tosa. Kivon Da Dain Loi Karina Be Loi Yigais. This, that Tais argues, is because Tais understands that Halacha B'Chazeres Vainasa is not just as Man Piroin, but rather the entire Chiyav is dependent upon this Sheyisayisha. Before the Nisuin, there is no Chiyav of Chazar Shoshbinos. And since the Chiv is entirely dependent upon this Sheyisayisha, for that reason it is like Karina Be Laigais, and for that reason Ein Shvias Misham Tasa Lekulei Alma. That is a Chira how one can explain Pshat and the Machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. In our Gemara, as we mentioned before, our Gemara says, by Shoshbinus is Halacha of Ein Ba Mishum Ribis. Our Gemara explains this, that by Shoshbinus Ein Ba Mishum Ribis is because La Vadaita De Ribis Yoivlei. L'cherif Mar Gemara once sees, as we find in the Shach in Yerodei and Simon Kov Samach of Katan Talad, B'Shem HaPrisha and the Machan Ephraim and Simon Yud Zayim, that even B'Shas Piroin, if he's giving L'Shem Atana, and now Misham Ribis, there is no Isser of Ribis. And even according to the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who argues and says that there is an Isser L'Aseis Tzedaka La'Oni HaMalve, B'Shas Piroin, Elim kin rogel, but still by Shoshbinus it is considered as if he is rogel. And therefore, ein ba mishum ribis, since lava daita de ribis hu di olivle. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara. In Tosfos, on the other hand, we find that Tosfos explains this at ein ba mishum ribis with a different mahalach. Tosfos brings down b'shem the ri, that was shaycha klau Shoshbinus hu milve shemikama dvar meim chalukim zemiza kedemash mahacha. In other words, Tosfos explains this, that Ein B'Mishum Ribis is because of Shaycha Klau Shoshbinus L'Milva. In other words, the fact that Lava Daita the Ribis with the Ovoi itself is not a reason that there should not be Mishum Ribis, but rather B'Shas Piroin it will still be considered Ribis. This, that Ein B'Mishum Ribis is only because Shoshbinus is not considered a regular Milva. And even though one does not need a Milva in order to have the Isser Ribis, but still, since Lava Daita the Ribis Hu the Ovoi, for that reason one does not have the Isser by something which is not considered a Alva. Now, to explain Pshat and Tosfos, that Tosfos understands that the Chiyuv of Shoshbinus is not a Chiyuv Alva. As we mentioned before in our Shir and Dav Kuf Mem Dalet, one can explain Pshat and Tosfos as follows, that Tosfos understands that the Chiyuv of Chazar Shoshbinus is a Eschaivus. That when he received Shoshbinus, he was an Eschaiv. A Chiyuv of Chazor Shoshbinus. Based on this, Tosfos understands that a Chiyuv of Chazor Shoshbinus is not a regular Alva, but rather it is a Eschaivos. One can explain that Tosfos Shitasi understands that the Eschaivos is dependent upon this Sheyisayisha, and before Sheyisayisha there is no Eschaivos. And for that reason, Eina Shvias Misham Tosa Ve'eina Bechor Neito Pishnayim. But Uchir, one can go a step further, and say that even if we are to say that the Eschaivos is Chal right away, but still since the Eschaivos is not a regular Chiv Shalvah, but rather it is a Eschaivos Ba'oma, this that we will say Eina Shvius Misham Tosa Ve'eina Bechor Neito Pishnayim, is because even though Shvius is Mishamet, in a case of a Malvah Eschaveru Asarshonim, and even if we are to say like the Mandama that a Malvah is Nakin Seroi, that is only because one has Mamuni Gabach right away from the time of Alvah. And based on this, that one has Mamuni Gabach for that reason, it is Karina Begla Yigais, and so too it is not considered Roy. But as far as Eschaivas Ba'oma, calls man he wasn't Naisei Nisha, it is Roy Karina Begla Yigais, and so too it is considered Roy. And it is considered Roy even though Milva itself is not considered Roy. That is another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis. In the Rashbam we find that the Rashbam brings down two gersoyes in our Gemara. Our gersa in the Gemara is that Nigves Bebeisim my time of Neishu Kemilva. The Rashbam brings down his form cause of Nigves Bebeisim v'chizeres b'inasa my time of Neishu Kemilva. Do'das kein hoveu she'achzoi ba'inas simchasai. In other words, according to our Gersa in the Gemara, our Gemara explains this, and Nigves Ebeistin is because Mimnei Shehikimilva. On the other hand, in the other Gersa that the Rashbam brings down, this our Gemara says Mimnei Shehikimilva is not referring to the Ikra Adin of Nigves Ebeistin, but rather Mimnei Shehikimilva is referring to this, that it is Chayzeres Beinasa. And this that it is Chayzeres Beinasa is because Mimnei Shehikimilva. Which again, as Rashbam explains, this we are comparing Shoshbinas to Milva, is because Piroin Hilech Achar Kvius Man Shekavale Amalva. According to our Gersa in the Gemara, Lachirat is Mashman this, that Shoshbinas is Nigves Bebeistin, is because Shoshbinas is considered like a Milva. On the other hand, according to the Gersa of this form that the Rashbam brings down, the Nigves Bebeistin can be independent of this, that Shoshbinas is considered like a Milva. This, our Gemara compares Shoshbinas to Milva is only as far as this, that Shoshbinas is Chayzeres Beinasa. This how we find in the Rashbam, that the Rashbam is Geiris, like our Geiris in the Gemara, that Nigves Bebeistin Mneishi Kemilva, is because the Rashbam understands that Shoshbinas is considered like a Milva, and therefore it is Nigves Bebeistin Mneishi Kemilva. And since it is considered like a Milva, for that reason the Rashbam Moshitasi explains, this that Eina Shvius Misham Tosa is only according to the Mandamer who holds a Malves Chaveru Asarshonim Eina Shvius Misham Tosa. And so to this that Eina Bechor Neituba Pishnaim is only according to the Mandamer who holds that a Milva is considered Roy. On the other hand, according to the Gers of the other Svarim, who are Gers Chayzeres Beinasa Mneishi Kemilva, and Mneishi Kemilva is not referring to the Ikra Loch of Nigves Ebeistin, then one can say that the halacha of Nigves Ebeistin has nothing to do with this, that Shoshbinas is considered like a Milva, but rather this, that it is Nigves Ebeistin is because there is a Eschaivos. And since there is a Eschaivos, the Eschaivos is Nigves Ebeistin, which as we mentioned, Nuchir is a Shita of Tesis. And for that reason, Tesis explains this, Eina Shvius Misham Tosa, and this, Eina Bechor Neituba Pishnayim, is because it is Choluk from a Milva. From Tesis one sees that even though Tesis understands that Shoshbinas is Cholok from a Milva, but still if not for this, our Gemara says, Oikarinim Be'i Wa'igai Shvius would be Meshamet. In other words, Tesis understands that the Ashmata of Shvius is not dependent upon this, that it is considered like a Milva. Rather, Shvius is Meshamet all Chiyuvim. As long as it is Karinim Be'i Wa'igai Shvius is Meshamet. In the Rambam, in Pirsha Mishnayis and Shvius Parakyon Mishnah, we find that the Rambam Shita is that Shvius is only Meshamet Achiev Shalvah, and Shvius is not Meshamet any other type of Chayiv. According to the Rambam, this that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says that the reason why Shvius is not Meshamet Shoshbinos is only because of Ikrinim Be'lo Yigais, is because Shoshbinos is considered Achiev Shalvah, there is Alvah taking place. And for that reason, if not for this, the Ikrinim Be'i Wa'igai Shvius he Meshamet the Chiyuv Chazara of Shoshbinos. This, that Tesis argues, is because Tesis is Chiyuk on the Rambam. And Tesis understands that Shvius is Meshamet even a Chiyuv, which is not a Chiyuv Shavah, which is Tesis of Shitasi in Ksuvus and Afnun Hei Omed Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.